Yom Shlishi B'Shabbes Parshas Shoftim Shir 607. Rav Shalom Shvadron Zuchern Levracha used to say Shiurim at night. For various boys, this was the beginning of the establishment of the Medina in Eretz Yisrael. And one of the boys who came every night started missing a few days. So Rav Shalom decided it was his responsibility to track him down. He knocked on the boy's door, and the young man opened the door, and they were having a conversation, and Rav Shalom said, "What's going on? I thought you were sick, or Chas Shalom, something's going on." He said, "No, Baruch Hashem, I still love to learn. I really enjoy it. I just can't do it this week. Next week, I'll be back." Rav Shalom asked, "What's going on? Is someone not well? Is something wrong?" He said, "No, I have a personal reason I can't come, but I'm going to come next week." Rav Shalom said, "I'm curious. What's the reason?" He said, "I'm embarrassed." Rav Shalom pushed him. He said, "Don't be embarrassed." So the man decided to say, and he said, "I'll tell you the truth. There's a soccer championship this week, and the game time is the same time as the learning by night seder. I have to watch the soccer games, and that's why I'm missing." So Rav Shalom thought for a few minutes, and he said, "I hear what you're saying, but I want to understand the secret of this game. What's so exciting that you want to watch it?" So the young man said, "If you really want to know, I'll explain." And he started saying over how the players are divided into two teams, and there are goals on both sides of the field, and the point is to kick the ball into the goal. That's the most exciting part of the game, when the ball flies into the goal. Rav Shalom said, "What's the big deal? I can go right now, let's go. We'll kick 20 times the ball into the net. No effort at all." The man laughed. He said, "Oh, I forgot. There's a goalie standing next to the goal. His job is to prevent anyone from kicking the ball in." So Rav Shalom said, "I don't understand. If there's a goalie there, so how does anyone ever score?" The man said, "That's the point. That's what we're trying to do in the game. To watch the player outsmart the goalie and get the ball in, that's the greatest thrill." So Rav Shalom said, "I don't understand. The goalie never goes home to sleep. He stands there 24 hours a day." He said, "Of course he goes to sleep. He only stands there during the game. Afterwards, he goes back home like a regular person." So Rav Shalom said, "Okay, if he's not there, let's go and score goals." The young man obviously answered. He said, "That's pointless. There's no challenge, there's no skill to kick a goal in when he's not there. The whole point is to score a goal when there's opposition, when everyone's trying to prevent you from doing it." Rav Shalom turns to him and he says, "Do you hear what you're saying? Accomplishment is only meaningful when it's in the face of a challenge. You want to wait until next week to go back to learning, when there's no distraction anymore. That's not an accomplishment. The trick is to overcome this challenge, to learn specifically when there's someone trying to prevent you to do that. That's really scoring a goal." Rav Shalom shook the man's hand. He said, "Don't break the rules of the game. Set your goal to end up in the Beis Medrash and feel the same thrill of overcoming the goalie, overcoming the opposite forces in your Avodas Hashem." And he got up and he left. Obviously, the next evening, this young man was back at the shir, and when he entered the room, Rav Shalom stood up in recognition of his accomplishment, of being able to come even though he had a challenge. This is how we should view our challenges. Yes, it's hard, and yes, sometimes a person wants to throw in the towel, so to speak. But that's when you score a goal. When there's a goalie there, when there's someone trying to prevent you from getting somewhere. That is real Avodas Hashem.